بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Inshallah today will be the last day and we'll just go over all of the du'as that we've done. So as we mentioned in the beginning, there's 25 anbiya that are mentioned by name in the Quran. Of these 25 anbiya, 12 of them have at least one du'a that is mentioned in the Quran. And of those 12, in the past 9 days, we've been through 9 of the anbiya who have du'as in the Quran. So inshallah we're just going to go over those du'as. And I, on the chair at the back, I've left a few copies of all of the du'as with the translation, transliteration for whoever's interested. There's only a few copies, so if someone wants, they can just take a picture, it'll be better. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first Nabi we did was Adam alayhi salam. And the du'a he made was, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, certainly we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us, then we'll be from amongst the losers. Then we said Idris alayhi salam was the next Nabi, but there is no dua mentioned for him in the Quran. Number 3 is Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, when he tried everything and his people were not accepting, he made the dua, Anni maghloobun fantasir. Ya Allah, I have been overpowered, so now you come to my assistance. Then we said number 4 is Nabi Hud alayhi salam. Number 5 is Nabi Salih alayhi salam, both of whom don't have duas in the Quran. Then we have Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam at number 6, who has many duas in the Quran. And we chose one, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَتِي. Ya Allah, make me someone who upholds salah and also make my progeny like that. Then number 7, we did Lut alayhi salam's dua against his people and all of the fasad that they were doing. He said, رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. Ya Allah, save me and my family from these evil acts that my people are doing. Then we had Ismail alayhi salam at number 8, Ishaq alayhi salam at number 9, Yaqub alayhi salam at number 10. No duas mentioned for them in the Quran. Number 11, we have Yusuf alayhi salam. He made a dua, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, take my life as a believer and join me up with those who are righteous. Then we had Ayyub alayhi salam, who was suffering extreme difficulty, and he made the dua, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, some affliction has touched me, and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Then we have Shu'ayb alayhi salam at number 13. There is a dua mentioned of him in the Quran, but we didn't do that. Then we have Musa alayhi salam at number 14. We mentioned his dua, a very famous dua. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, expand my chest, allow me to say what I need to say, remove any speech impediment so that the people will understand what I am saying. Number 15, we have Harun alayhi salam, no dua mentioned for him in the Quran. Number 6, we have Dawood alayhi salam, no dua mentioned for him in the Quran. Number 17, we have Sulaiman alayhi salam. There is a dua, but he asked for a kingdom that no one else will ever have, so we didn't mention that dua. Ilyas alayhi salam, Al-Yasa, no duas mentioned in the Quran. Then we have Yunus alayhi salam. We did his dua where he was in the belly of the whale and he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, there is no God besides you, all praise is due to you, all glory is due to you, and I am from those who have done wrong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. And here we see the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim makes dua using this supplication, except that his dua is answered. This is the authentic hadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Yunus alayhi salam, we have the Nabi Dhul-Kifl. Not a lot is mentioned of him. There's not a lot of knowledge that is known about him, only mentioned twice in the Quran. Then we have Zakariya alayhi salam, and we did his dua yesterday, where he said that, Ya Allah, Rabbi habli min ladunka, ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. So he asked dua for pious offspring. Then we had his son Yahya alayhi salam, no dua. Isa alayhi salam, number 24, he made dua for a ma'ida, for a tablecloth from the sky. Obviously that's not the dua that we are going to make. And last and final, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no specific dua is mentioned of him in the Quran. So that was just a recap of the 25 anbiya and the 9 du'as that we did. And as I said, if anyone is interested, I've printed it out. It's on a page there at the back on the chest. Someone can take a picture. And there's 4 copies. Whoever is going to read it, inshallah, they can take it. We ask Allah for tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.